Everybody, welcome to another edition of Morning Woodruff. If you can believe it, this is our fourth year anniversary spectacular. How you doing? This is Travis.
Hey guys, how's it going?
All right. Hey, can you imagine? It's been 4 years since we started this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then this is the season premiere.
It'll be 4 years, July. But you know who's counting.
I'm not really good at premiere, so I have no idea. But anyway.
Okay.
So moving on. So everybody's back from our Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, everything.
We took a couple of weeks off.
Yes.
But we're back.
That's right.
In pod format.
Yes. So first off, let's get it out of the way. How was your time off?
It was good. Did a lot of masturbation.
Of course.
But no, seriously though. Yeah.
I thought you were.
No. Yeah, I had a good time. But yeah, it was yeah. I mean, I'll get up on topic where I did. I went and seen the new Avatar.
Yeah, how'd you like it?
Oh, I thought it was great. How'd you?
Yeah.
You see it?
Yeah, I did. I thought it was good too.
Yeah, it was. Well, I need to see it again because when I seen it, I was a little drunk.
Right.
So I seen like an hour and a half of it because I knew it was 3 hours long. So I seen commercials on TV and I was like, I didn't see that.
No, you passed out a little
bit. Yeah.
Yeah. But, well, it's really good. And surprisingly, they found a way to make it interesting where you thought that, well, it was just going to be the same thing as part one.
Yeah. Like, did they explain who Sigourney Weaver's father was or not?
No. Right off the bat, they say they don't know how, but she got pregnant.
Yeah.
But they suspect that it was Jake. I mean, not Jake, Jake's friend.
Oh, Norm?
Yeah, Norm.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I figured, I thought maybe she might have, been a spirit child, you know, that tree or whatever. No. They're trying to bond with me, right? I don't know.
No, that didn't happen.
But yeah, it was good. And the general, he was really good.
Yeah, he was. It was fun to watch.
They really explained that pretty well and how he came back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it made sense.
Yeah.
It was really good.
It didn't rely too much in the first one.
Yeah.
And it was just like it's going to take. How many times have you seen it, Joe? Once?
I've only seen it once.
Guys,
it was good. We've been busy.
But yeah, it was like everything was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of fun. And we saw Violent Night.
Yeah, is that good?
It's really good.
Is it like a Die Hard almost? Oh, are you shooting the new Avatar movie?
Oh, am I going in and out?
Yeah, you sound like you're from the bottom of the ocean.
We have a tornado warning coming through right now, so we may have some technical difficulties.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, you know, you wake up in the morning and boom, there's a tornado right there.
Yeah. We'll talk about the weather in a minute. But okay. Violent Night was good.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
All I got from that was David Harper. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. I heard ping pong balls. Yeah.
I wish I could help you.
Yeah. Well, I watched Glass Onion. That was pretty good.
Is it good?
Yes, it's way different than Knives Out. So okay. I think it's a pretty good movie. It wasn't great, but you're talking about being hit with the tornado warnings and whatnot. We specifically the upper Tahoe Reno area has been getting hit with blizzards. And did you hear what happened today?
I did. It was actually yesterday. Jeremy Renner from Hawkeye was cleaning the blizzard out with a snowmobile, and he got his leg caught, and he suffered some damage. But he lost a lot of blood, but the worst is behind him now. It has to go on with, rotation and getting to fix the thing.
He's really a method actor.
What's that?
I said he's really a method actor.
Because
you know how a Hawkeye. He was deaf. And this one, he damages his leg. And okay, that wasn't a good joke.
No, because he's going to have to fight Echo with one leg, and yeah. She's got.
Yeah.
There.
That's a joke.
Saved it. Okay, stop.
But yeah, I just seen that this morning. I was like, that's crazy. It sucks, but, you know.
Yeah. But we're wishing him the best, and hopefully he'll pull out all right.
Yeah.
And just like I do. Whoa, not at all. What? That's how it's going to be.
Yeah.
All right.
A little bit. Did you hear the Mandalorian got a release date? Season 3?
No. When's it coming?
March 1st.
Oh, thank goodness. I'm ready.
I don't know when they're going to drop a trailer, but... Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, I can't wait for the Mandalorian.
Because Mandalorian showing up in Boba Fett was the best part of Boba Fett.
It really was. It really was. So
because you got to see what Grogu is doing.
Yeah, it is hard to believe that Mandalorian would surpass Boba Fett, but yeah.
Well, I think Ahsoka is going to be really good too, only if they cast a really good General Thrawn.
Well, I think at this point they're knocking it out of the park with their casting. Who would have thought that Pedro Pascal would be a good Mandalorian? But
yeah, well, he's good. I was talking to a guy at work or guy at the gym, and we're talking about Star Wars and how Star Wars has been hitting me out of the park with Andor and the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, and we're talking about how Marvel is kind of just went into a slump.
I disagree. I haven't seen Andor yet, but I did like everything like Obi-Wan Kenobi and Mandalorian and Boba Fett in some places.
Yeah.
But I'm digging everything Marvel's putting out. So,
and you know, well, it just might have been his 2 cents, but
well, I know because a lot of people think that Thor sucked and that it was too funny and stuff, but I like Thor. People said that the Guardians of the Galaxy special sucked. I liked it. I thought it was funny, and people didn't like Werewolf by Night. I liked Werewolf by Night.
Yeah, I thought that was great.
People didn't like the Hawkeye series. People didn't like She-Hulk. I thought both of those were excellent. So,
yeah, pretty much everybody can go to hell.
Yeah, I might be the wrong one to ask, only because on a weekly basis, I, you know, lick Marvel's balls. But
of course, as you would.
My wife was going to come into the kitchen and sit with me and enjoy listening to me. And instead, she turned right around and spun out.
It's probably for the best.
It was probably for the best.
Yeah, because I can only imagine seeing the Marvel BJ song in person.
If you want to see something that people call cringeworthy, she literally curls up into a ball every time I sing that song and rolls out of the room. Like, like those two guys tuck and roll from A Bug's Life.
Hey, can I remind you of the brownies from Willow?
Yeah. Hey, let's get out of here.
Have you been watching it, though, Willow?
I haven't seen the new series. But I did rewatch the original just to get be refreshed on it before I start watching it.
I haven't watched the last episode, but it's really good and it does a lot of callbacks. So if you refresh yourself before you watch it, that's probably the best thing.
Yeah. So I'm ready to watch it now. But I haven't watched it yet.
And it's got Sorsha is in there, the girl who played Sorsha in the first one.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, she comes back. Well, obviously, then we got Val Kilmer in there. But I think they even got the little girl that played Willow's daughter.
Oh, is that right?
I think she's his daughter in this one. I mean, that's, I could be wrong, but
that's interesting.
Yeah. The only person that doesn't show up is his 48-year-old wife when he's obviously 17 when the movie came out.
Yeah. She's been dead for 20 years.
Right? Like, when you see it, it's like, oh, Warren Davis, he looks so young, and she looks, yeesh.
Yeah. And then you realize he was 17. But...
Yeah. You know, like, ugh. She must have been robbing the cradle.
Yeah. Well,
speaking of cringeworthy, do you hear about this DC news?
What's that?
No, how they're shaking everything up with James Gunn.
Yes, absolutely.
And they're going to start a 10-year project, and it's probably going to end with Kingdom Come.
I'm telling you, I think that happened on James. I really think that he can really make an epic storytelling similar to what they did with the Avengers universe. If he were to do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, but I mean,
who would, because he's going to cast, like, everybody is like a new Batman, new Superman, everybody.
We already know. You know, we've seen Marvel did it. They said, well, you know, Aunt May is going through a lot.
You know why? Because we already know that Uncle Ben died.
And we know who Batman is. let's recast him. Let's make him younger, you know? And then you know, it takes such a long time to make movies anyway. Or, you know, I mean, not as much as it used to, but you know, how long did it take? It took 10 years to tell Endgame, right?
Yeah.
What you do is you start off with a young Justice League, okay? Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Flash, maybe Green Lantern. Those people have been introduced before. Everybody, you could tell those stories, and then you introduce, through the 5 years, you introduce some, heroes that people don't know, like Lobo or Stargirl. And all these other characters don't know. And then you get real deep and you start introducing characters that are fairly new that that people don't know, like Magog, and you phase out the Batman and the Superman movie, you have these newer heroes, and they're like the Punisher. They become vigilantes, and then now you got to go back. You got to recruit Superman and Batman to come back into the fold and fight these guys, and you do your Kingdom Come storyline, and you're using the same characters throughout the entire thing, and now it culminates in this huge Avengers-like finale that is Kingdom Come.
Now, who would you have as Batman?
Okay, so how young should we go? Should we go that kid that played Elvis?
I'm thinking younger. I'm thinking that kid that was in Dune.
The, what's his name? The, or
Timothy Charlemagne or whatever.
Yeah, okay, all right. Okay, but then on the other hand, your Superman has to be that young too, you know?
Yeah.
So you get the kid that played Elvis?
Yeah. Because I was about to say, I think he's only like 3 or 4 years older than the kid in Dune.
And if you're going to go that young, we'll get the girl from Wednesday to play Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
And they all start out young, and then, by the first, like, they all meet each other. It's almost like year one. They all meet each other when they're that young. And then you can add makeup to them to show, like, 3 years later, this is what they've become. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then by the time you go this next 10 years, there you can age them up to where they can be really old looking, but they're still, relatively young. But yeah, you could start young and just keep introducing younger people as these new heroes.
Because James Gunn is really he's gotten rid of he scrapped Wonder Woman 3. He wants to recast Jason Momoa as Lobo and get rid of Aquaman.
I think that's great. I think that's a good move.
Yeah, I think he fits Lobo better.
Because I'm not sure if I would go see an Aquaman 3, but I know that I would definitely go see a Lobo movie, probably twice.
Yeah. I don't even know if Shazam is going to be in the fold.
I think they're going to have to redo. Well, yeah, I think they're going to have to redo it. They're going to have to redo Shazam.
I was about to say, and I don't even think Black Adam is on that radar anymore.
He's not.
It bombed so bad.
No, James Gunn, he talked with Dwayne Johnson, and Dwayne Johnson put out a press release that said that they will not be going forward with any more Black Adam movies. Him and James Gunn are good friends, and they were good friends before this. They'll be good friends after this, but they are not going to, it's just not in the scope that he wants to do. This isn't part of the deal.
Well, as I mean, do you know why it bombed so bad, Black Adam?
I don't know.
It bombed so bad because it wasn't released in China, because Pierce Brosnan supported the Dalai Lama.
Oh man!
And I guess China has a big no Dalai Lama.
So is that why they can't show the musical Hello Dolly there?
Yeah. I don't know. Is that about the Dalai Lama?
No, no. It's totally different. It's like a Julie Andrews thing, right?
Okay.
You're fine.
But yeah, speaking of, because and they're getting rid of Henry Cavill too, man. It's like that sucks.
It does, because I enjoy seeing him as Man of Steel, but yeah. I don't think that, you know, I was reading something that said that you know, James Gunn didn't fail Henry Cavill, Zack Snyder did.
No.
So, and it's probably the truth.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not bad for him because he's just signed up to be, I think it's coming out on Amazon in like a year and a half, 2 years, Warhammer.
Yeah.
The card game or board game, I don't know. I'm not that nerdy, so I don't know what Warhammer is.
Well, let me tell you what it is. Warhammer is actually a Dungeons & Dragons type game. Filled with mystical fantasy, but also technology such as tanks and guns and things of that nature. Also, what it is, it's a board playing game that you use miniatures. You can either paint them yourself or buy them online. And characters to move around the board.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Frank. Professor, what if Jesse Ventura was into Warhammer?
We're going to have to roll a 14 on this deal, otherwise we're totally screwed. If you know this, but I was a Navy SEAL, and I'd roll a 14 all the time. Mostly because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus. I mean, that has nothing to do with playing Warhammer, but I have to tell you, I've got detail. Now, if you roll a 14, you ain't never getting out of there. End scene.
I forgot to mention, people in his party is Michael Caine and Brian Johnson.
Did you roll a 14? Well, I got to say, I didn't exactly roll a 14. But I did roll a 7 twice. But I did see a die that was the size of a tangerine. What do you have to say about that? Oh! All right, so you've got your weapons right. He's got his gun. All right, now what you going to do? Painless. Yes, tell us, what are you planning to do with that gun? I'm gonna fire!
That's pretty much everything I wanted.
You're welcome.
Speaking of stuff I wanted, did you see the new indie trailer?
Yes.
Dude, yes, that looks so awesome.
I'm telling you, I started crying.
Especially when they take off his hood and it's a young Harrison Ford.
That was the best.
It's like, holy shit, that looked just like him. How come they couldn't did that for Solo?
Yeah. Yeah. They should do that for Solo.
Yeah.
Although I liked Solo, but I only seen it the one time in the theater. I probably need to go back and watch it again.
Have you seen it a couple times on Disney Plus or no?
Oh, no. No, no. Who's got time for that? I rewatched Endgame the other day.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. If you're not watching Endgame, what are you watching? Right?
Yeah. Well, apparently they're talking to Ron Howard, and he goes, can we stop with there's not going to be a Solo 2? Because everybody keeps clamoring for a sequel. And he goes, it's not going to happen, guys.
Yeah, you know, it's time has passed for that. It's, and I think that the fans didn't know what they had when it came out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like let the first one be whatever the first one's going to be, and then see what happens on part two.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Don't come to fruition or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, back to. You got something else on that?
No.
I was just about to say back to the indie trailer.
Yeah, let's go.
It does look good. Even if what'd you call her, Indiana Jane or whatever?
Indiana Jones.
And the Secret of Moon.
Yeah. That's right.
I'm not thrilled about it being called the Dial of Destiny or whatever, but.
Well, I'm hoping that the Dial of Destiny is a time machine.
Yeah. And we get some more Harrison Ford and DH.
It goes like this. The Dial of Destiny is actually a time machine. He goes back in time. He's on top of Marion, and he's right about to make Mutt, and he's like, he pulls out.
That'd be funny.
And then Marion goes, snakes, why did it have to be snakes? And he's like, no, it's just me. Then he swings out the window with his dick.
John Williams retired, right?
Yes. But he came out of retirement just to do the Indiana Jones score.
I thought Obi-Wan Kenobi was the last thing he did, though.
I believe he did that, too.
Oh.
I believe he... But he had to do more on Indiana Jones. I heard Indiana Jones was his last thing.
And then he's going to come out of retirement when they remake Jurassic Park in 5 years.
No, Jaws. When they redo Jaws again.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be Jaws' feet.
He's going to do the Kevin Smith's Moose Jaws.
Mm.
But instead, it's going to be very Canadian, and it's going to go, ba-bum. Hey, take off, Hoser.
It sounds very Seinfeld-esque.
Why is there a shotgun here? Why? Who are these people? We gotta close the beaches. Why would we close them? There's nobody there. They're all getting eaten by the shark.
The shark is attacking. It's not attacking people. You all.
Ooh, you gotta kill this shark. I'll catch him for three, but I'll find him and kill him for 10. But You're not gonna find a better deal than that. Yeah, I know. I've been around.
Quint, what are you talking about? You sound like you had a stroke.
Hey, Jerry. I can't do a good George.
George Costanza from the Oceanographer Institute. I'm not going to take this working class hero crap. Mr. Quinn, you're not going to act this way on the ship, are you? My ship. Ooh, my vessel. I'm the captain. Bowser. Sorry.
Come to a theater near you. Seinfeld Jaws.
Boom, 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 boom. Oh, that sounds like shit.
And then Elaine shows up and she goes, "Get out of the water."
That's perfect. That's perfect.
Smile, you son of a bitch.
Hello, Jerry.
And Newman's a shark.
Yeah. Newman's a shark.
Speaking of comedians, did you hear Bill Cosby is talking about going back on a tour?
I heard something about that at, 83?
Yeah.
Guy's going to go back on tour. Guy's going to go on stage with an air mask and, trying to breathe.
No.
So it'd be a little something like this. Imagine when you're, dipping your tongue into the pudding. Boo, get off the stage.
Now, would it be better if he toured with Eddie Murphy and Dave Chappelle?
I would love to see Bill Cosby tour with Eddie Murphy and Dave Chappelle. The only problem is that...
he would have to be the opener.
No, Bill Cosby wants to tour with Tiffany Haddish.
Mm.
Because that way he could rape her in between sets. What? Ooh, it went dark. It was dark.
It's dark as Wesley Snipes' penis.
That's right. Purple.
Yeah.
That's right. That's not a racist joke. That's actually a fact.
It's like different. When you're choosing colors and there's different shades, his is like the darkest purple out there.
That's right. That's what I heard.
The big purple people.
Yes. It's also so big that he was passenger 57 and his penis was passenger 58.
Oh.
That was a pretty solid joke. Come on.
Yeah, it was. So say a girl is
here we go
is giving you the hoo ha,
right?
And she accidentally or she puts one of her fingers in your butt. What do you say after that?
An unexpected surprise.
That's right. That's an unexpected surprise.
Thank you.
Yes, that's good. I hope you're a heart cardiologist because she's going to need a after they get done with this.
Okay, Earl, it's time to make everybody get cringe.
Here we go. Get ready, everybody. Well, it's time once again. Yes, it is, my friend. It's time for the Marvel B&J. We'll give you all the news in the MCU, and then we'll be on our way. We got the Savage She-Hulk and the Mighty Thor. And when we get done, your mouth will be sore. Here it is, and here it comes. This is the Marvel B&J. Huh.
So, you know how earlier I was talking about, the guy was talking to him, how the quality they were talking about all the Marvel shows.
Yeah.
Five and six of what the hell are those things called?
Episodes.
No, the
seasons.
No, like the movies, and you know the
how. Trilogy.
No, like everything started with Iron Man, and then it ended with Avengers, and then that was the stop of that one.
Right.
What's that called?
Oh, the phases.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Oh God, that was like pulling teeth. I mean, it might have been pulling teeth for you, but phases five and six have been delayed because they want to do quality over quantity.
Yeah, I think that they had Bob Chapek was in charge of Disney, and he was kind of wanting to hurry up and get all this stuff out there because Disney lost so much money during the pandemic that he was like full speed ahead. And instead of really things that come out so fast, people were missing them or not getting a chance to see them. So Bob Iger came in and put the reins on there and said, whoa, and he's going to slow it down to give these things a little more to make some. Yeah. So, yeah, there.
That guy I was talking to, he said Black Widow and the Eternals were like the perfect examples. They didn't feel like a Marvel-esque movie, you know?
Well, was setting something up, but it wasn't, they weren't ready to continue with a new Avengers. So they're like, well, let's lay some eggs out there and let them hatch. But like, so the Eternals, it was a standalone movie. It had nothing to do with, you know, the humans that we know. Celestial frozen in the middle of the Arctic Ocean, and that was, you know, it wasn't something where, you know, humanity, of course humanity was at risk, but humanity didn't know it. So it was just a fight between the Eternals and the Celestials, and that's it. but now you have the Celestial who could be made out of adamantium, and that's going to lead, you know, or that could be they're saying the Celestial might actually turn into the island of Genosha, where all the mutants live. So there's a lot of things that the Eternals was setting up, and just because people didn't get the entire story right off the bat for that movie, they shit canned it. So now it's going to be like, remember when you watched Endgame and it made Age of Ultron, like it made Age of Ultron and Thor the Dark World even better, because now it's connected to something that's really cool.
Yeah.
You know, like now you go back and you watch it. Oh, about Endgame. And so now it's going to be the same thing. You're going to go back and they're going to recall all the stuff that happened in the Eternals. And people are going to be like, oh, yeah, I saw that in the Eternals. And it's going to make it better. But just because it didn't get it, just, you know, just Wolverine didn't jump out, you know, pull his dick out and smack everybody in the face with it. Like, okay, that moved.
With and, his adamantium boner.
Yeah. Pow. I'm the best at what I do. Schnicked and
thunk.
Yeah. And with Black Widow, everybody knew that she was dead, so it didn't really make sense to have a movie about somebody that died. But all it's an introduction movie into, you know, getting Yelena into the, you know, if in the middle of if you were watching Infinity War and all of a sudden you see Black Widow take off on vacation and pick up a new vest and a hairdo, are you going to be pissed that they didn't keep watching Thanos, or are you glad they went and made this other thing to show you what happened and how things went down?
I think it was definitely because it introduced Yelena, Red Guardian. It gave us Elaine.
Yeah, so it was the next. It's a jumping on spot. It's a way to tell more story. And, you know, people are just, I don't know what people are expecting, but the fans, it's just like Star Wars. The fans are the worst. Just watch it and let it collect, you know, and Mephisto didn't show up. It's not shit. All right. Just watch it.
Yeah. But whoever is playing Mephisto is shit. Just,
I don't know.
He's a very good actor. What's his name? Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah, is that real?
Yeah.
That's funny.
I mean, I assume it's real. It's on every fake thing I see. So I was like, there's got to be some legitimacy behind that.
I know he likes to pull his dick out for movies, so it'll be fun to see him as Mephisto and be like, ah!
Like a Mephisto rage. Did you hear they're doing a movie based on Hydro? Is it Hydro Hustler? Hyper Hustler? It's a Spider-Man villain, and Donald Glover is going to be in the movie, and it's going to be an origin movie about a Spider-Man villain.
Hustler.
Hydra Hustler? Hypro. Yeah, Hypro.
Like hypnotized.
Yeah.
He created him in the '70s when
I literally didn't hear any of that. All I heard was Morbius, and that's all I got. Okay, he was created in the 70s. This episode is going to be Morse code.
All right. Created in the during the time of Do the Hustle, and he had a big afro and white suit. You get that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I was about to say, wow, tornado must have literally just fell on your house.
Well, it is raining like crazy right now.
Yeah, is it raining men?
Oh, yes.
Okay, that was
raining terrible.
But my question though is, how are they going to do a movie based like Morbius was like the worst movie. You can't really do a movie based on a villain. And Spider-Man's the main antagonist.
Well, what I like is that if they make this Hypno Hustler, it's going to be, and people will actually think that Morbius is compared to Hypno Hustler.
Yeah. I mean, you got to give somebody...
Sony's just doing a cash grab, and it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they just need to leave everything to Marvel.
They do, and Marvel told them, "Look, you need to back off because you're gonna. We got planned," and they're like, "All right, fuck it, let's do Hypno Hustler."
Yeah, Marvel's not gonna care about that.
Yeah, they're like, let's use characters Marvel would never use. Well, you're on it.
Kind of do a movie about Spider-Ham.
Yeah. Oh, they do. It's the Across the Universe.
Yeah. Did you? By the way, did you see the new trailer for that?
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
I mean, I might go see it. I don't know. I didn't even see the first one in the theater. I waited until a DVD.
I saw the first one in the theater, and it was good. But I don't know. I'll probably see the second one in the theater, but I won't see it after that because I don't own it, and I probably...
I didn't buy the first one, so I probably won't buy the second one either.
Did you know Moon Knight is going to be Spider-Man 2099? Oscar Isaac voices Spider-Man 2099.
That's cool. Like Oscar Isaac's. And I like Moon Knight.
And he did a phenomenal job in Moon Knight.
He did, and a lot of people say that Moon Knight sucked. But yeah. I thought that it was great.
And one of those people is Mom.
Well, you know, he speaks English as one of his characters, and so I knew she was not going to be. I told him, don't even watch Moon Knight, just go watch Hawkeye, because you're going to hate it.
She did love Hawkeye, though.
Yeah. And I knew she was going to hate it, and I told her, don't even watch it. Don't even watch Moon Knight, because it's not made for you. It's made for me. I enjoyed it.
Cable is going to be in Deadpool 3.
Is Josh Brolin playing him again?
Yep.
That's cool.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, I like they're using him. I mean,
well, it makes sense. He does have time travel abilities. Right? Yeah. So he could bring in Logan. It's not even a stretch.
No. And, I mean, he looks way different than Thanos, I guess.
I mean, did Deadpool make any famous jokes?
About Josh Brolin?
Yeah, I think he... He said, "Stop the hate, stop or pump the hate brakes, Thanos."
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was like, whatever. It is what it is.
Yeah. That's right.
I'm just glad we're getting Josh Brolin back as Cable. He did a really good job.
Glad we're getting Wolverine back.
Yeah. Yeah. Hugh Jackman. Well, speaking of getting actors back, rumor going around when they have Secret Wars coming out in a couple of years, RDJ might be coming back.
I heard somewhere that they were going to make another deal with him And possibly he might be doing like a multi-picture deal where he participates in Iron Wars and Secret Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah. So but
they're talking about he might show up, Hugh Jackman might show up, Tobey Maguire might show up.
Yeah, it's more about the older, it's, you know, trying to mend the, you know, bring the X-Men, the Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, like, close off all of those arcs that the Fox stuff did, close those out along with, you know, just have like an end game type of moment where, you know, all the Avengers assemble.
Yeah, because it's supposed to be like all the kings there from different universes trying to conquer all these said universes. Now all coming together.
Yeah.
I was like, that's pretty awesome.
And then it just shows the Avengers finally defeat all of the kings to have one coherent universe. Finally.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Like when they first said Secret Wars, I was thinking Doctor Doom finally, but no, if we don't get Doctor Doom and we get this, I was like, I'm totally on board with this.
Well, I think one of the big factors, hopefully one of the big factors in defeating the Kang Dynasty is with help of Doctor Doom. But the problem is when you know, now that you defeated one bad guy, you've just created a something worse than Thanos and Kang. Is now you got to deal with Doom.
Yeah. He's just worse.
But it's good because what the Kang Dynasty is going to lead us up into 2026?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we know what's going on.
Yeah, 2025 is Kang Dynasty, 26 is Secret Wars.
Yeah. So it'll be nearly 10 years since Endgame. Or since Infinity War, where we've seen such a badass villain. You know what I mean? So they're going to, you know, we saw Kang was introduced, you know, last year in Loki, and now you're going to see in Quantumania what his plan is. Yeah. And then you're going to see him, you know, in a couple of years fulfill that plan with Kang Dynasty. And then the Avengers are going to have to assemble to take care of the Secret Wars. Or maybe they won't even assemble the Secret Wars. Maybe it's for Avengers number 5, which isn't titled yet. So that will probably be in 2027, which is going to be exactly 10 years after Infinity War. So,
well, it's like, it's awesome. It's amazing that they've done 20 years of like great movies, you know.
Absolutely. I mean,
people will say they've had hit or miss, but like, who would have thought in 20 years you would have all these great movies? I bet in the 60s when Stan Lee was creating these characters, he had no idea that they were going to be...
He's
iconic.
He probably had no idea, but he always wanted to. He was always trying to get people to make, you know, a Spider-Man movie or a Captain America movie. And back then, the studios were like, these movies are for kids. And then when they finally did do a movie, the movie was just terrible. You know, the Captain America movie, they did one with, you know, the guy riding a motorcycle. And he had a see-through shield, and that was dumb. And then they did a Captain America movie where the guy had, you could tell that Cap had rubber ears. He was wearing a cowl, you know, and
Italian Red Skull.
Yeah, Italian Red Skull. And four movies. You know, they were actors, but like the doctor was just he's a good actor, but they didn't. I guess the script just sucked. And Rise of the Silver Surfer is good. Love Silver Surfer, but then Galactus was a cloud. And
yeah.
Iron Man, it wasn't great. It kind of
the Mark Ruffalo Hulk
was exactly what we needed, you know, and so they hit a home run with that Avengers Hulk. He's fantastic.
Yeah.
And he didn't need the green glowing eyes, you know, like if you watch the Norton Hulk, he's got green eyes. He doesn't need to have green eyes. He could have puppy dog brown eyes and still be a vicious monster. But Iron Man kicked ass because it was based on reality, and they had the perfect guy play Tony Stark. What an asshole. And and you loved him and hated him at the same time. And he, you know, creating the first suit, they kept it within the story. The first suit was gray and it was shitty, and then he upgraded to the yellow and gold, and just a fantastic movie. And Captain America, the first half of the movie is scrawny Steve Rogers, and that was such a good idea. It was perfect. You got to see a scrawny, shitty, Steve Rogers, and you saw Tony Stark's dad helping out, and it really is. It's such a good movie, and the first Thor. You know, normally, you know, Thor is not a character that you can relate to. But that scene where he's trying to get his hammer and he's kicking ass, and when he gets to his hammer, he's unworthy and he just starts crying. And that scene right there makes you feel for him. And
what happens to me all the time.
Right? Anytime I try to pick up my hammer, I was crying.
Mostly because my back's hurting.
That's right. But those are each one of those movies, they hit a home run. And then you line it up with the first Avengers movie, and it's awesome. You know, you can watch those four movies right in a row, and
yeah.
That's a good day.
Yeah, because they introduce everybody.
Yeah.
Clint Barton. I mean,
you can watch Iron Man 2 if you want to, but
yeah. Yeah, you don't have to. They kind of introduced Natasha in Avengers again.
Yeah,
you know when she's being interrogated by the guy.
And that's a good enough introduction.
Yeah,
I'll agree.
Well, speaking of like all the stuff. You see that new Guardians trailer?
I did see the Guardians trailer.
Yeah, that looks really, yeah. That looks like it's going to be a tearjerker.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be sad. And I like how they showed Lila the Otter.
Yeah,
Rocket's love interest.
Yeah, and they only did like one quick shot of Adam Warlock.
Yeah, yes, and they did that just so the fans will shut up. So you'd be like, here's Adam Warlock. Yeah. Now,
go suck him back. Picture of him.
Yeah,
yeah.
We'll put that on your blog.
But
we're talking about your shitty podcast.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, not our podcast.
Not ours. I mean, everybody else's shitty podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it's mainly going to be like a rocket.
Well, yeah, I think that, you know, not everybody's coming back from this one. And I think it's they're going to get a whole new roster in the next Guardians movie. And it may be more than we're expecting to go away, but...
Well, like I said, I have a feeling that the only person that lives is going to be Rocket, but I could be wrong.
I'm thinking the only person that's going to live is going to be Groot.
Oh.
Because you can literally
have Vin Diesel go, I am Groot that's it.
Yeah. I think that... Gamora and Star-Lord are going to retire and live happily ever after. I think that Rocket is going to go away, and I think that Drax is going to go away.
Yeah, I think Drax is going to get killed off.
Yeah, I think you'll still have Nebula and Man because they're relatively new to the Guardians. And nobody cared.
Yeah. Well, I think because Batista has been so like outspoken, right when James Gunn got fired from Disney a while ago,
mm-hmm.
and he was so outspoken, and he's like, "Oh, they're horrible," and so I think Disney is like, "Okay, we got to cut ties with this guy,"
and be like, "All right, your contract is coming to a close."
Yeah.
Resign? No, it's coming to a close. So how does this work?
Oh no, you just go the fuck home.
You just don't come back to work.
That's right. No, but you know, but like in wrestling, you know, like do I is there a spot where like, you know, I get my energy back and I do a comeback and no, you just leave. Just you go. You don't do a comeback, and you don't do anything. You can go home and sit in your basement. I don't give a shit.
When you say go home, do you mean me to finish the match?
Yeah, in wrestling, no. Go home. No. When I say go home, I mean get your keys, get in your car, and drive to your house.
Go home.
In your garage. Sit in your garage with the engine running. Go home. Wow, that sounds so intense.
That's fine.
But Ryan Johnson said that that Dave Bautista is the best wrestler turned actor that he's ever worked with. The problem is any other wrestlers. So that's the problem.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. I don't know. How was his last
name? I think John Cena is pretty good.
The Peacemaker is awesome, right? I mean,
yeah. Well, even him in Trainwreck.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, Coco, beware. You're an asshole. You know what I do with assholes? I eat them.
Yeah. Did you see.
We're gonna play a game. It's called Mama Said Knock You Out, starting my fist and your dick hole.
Did you see the Vacation Friends movie with John Cena?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. That was good.
Yeah, that was good. Did you see him in Cock Blockers?
No, I didn't see that.
That was pretty funny too.
He plays a dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't see
it. It wasn't as good as the previous movies that we talked about, but it was pretty decent. It's got Ike Barinholtz.
Yeah.
He's hilarious.
He is.
Do we have anything else for this, BJ?
Oh my goodness. I think we lined them up and we sucked them all like a circus seal.
Yeah. Oh, Disney Plus, I don't know if they released it, but they're gonna do a documentary on Stan Lee.
I heard that's coming soon.
Yeah. For his 100th birthday.
Yeah. Based on Stan Lee's 100th birthday, which was
last
December.
Week.
Yeah, it was on, I think it was December 29th. I think it's December 29th is Stan Lee's birthday. And he would have been 100 years old. And so what they're doing is this documentary is actually going to be based on him doing the cameos that he loved to do for the movies. And so where you've seen lots of like A&E biographies on Stan Lee, this one is going to focus on what Stan loved to do, and that's do these cameos.
So it's going to be a lot of outtakes.
Yes. Yeah, it'll be a lot of outtakes and what people like Robert Downey Jr. and Benedict Cumberbatch, what they think of...
that's funny.
It's just gonna be based on how they, you know, what they felt about Stan Lee and his contribution to those movies.
So. Benedict Cumberbatch. Oh, that's funny. Let's tell off, shall we?
Let's do what?
Let's tell off.
Let's go ahead and zip it up. We gave you all the news in the MCU, and now we're on our way. We did the Seven She-Hulk and the Mighty Thor, and now we're done. I'm out with Sword. That's it. I'm done. That was the moment, BJ.
And no episode of Morning Woodruff would be complete with ending it with a very downer of a day.
Yes.
For a week.
Here we go.
First off, Kirstie Alley.
Oh, has it been that long since we did a show?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, she what was that, like 2 weeks ago? Three weeks ago?
Yeah. All right, so Kirstie Alley, star at Cheers. She was in Star Trek II, The Search for Spock. She played a cute-looking...
Part three.
No, she was in part two, the Wrath of Khan. She was in Wrath of Khan, which is like one of the best Star Trek movies. And she was Vulcan. She had those cute little ears, so she looked like an elf. So it was almost like a hot Tinkerbell. She was also she was on Cheers for a number of years, and she revived her career with those Look Who's Talking movies with John Travolta. And Kirstie Alley, just, she was always an outspoken person, and some people didn't like that, but she was always on the right side of the law, and a good person. And one time during a live Emmys speech, she wanted to thank her husband, Fisher Stevens, for 10 years of marriage and always giving her the big one. And and then when they got divorced, they asked in the interview, they said, what about, are you going to miss the big one? And she said, no, what I meant was he always gave me the biggest piece of chicken. He's got a tiny dick. So Kirstie Alley, here's to you. we're going to lift up our glass because sometimes we want to go where everybody knows our name.
Big bucket of win.
That's right. Big bucket of win, Kirsty.
Okay, and the second part of that doubleheader, Barbara Walters.
Yes, more recently, Barbara Walters passed
away. Yeah, like four or five days ago.
Yeah, for years, Barbara Walters was the only female in journalism on TV. She was on 2020 for over 20 years. So that's 2020. That's like 60 years by my count. But she would do good interviews, but for the most part, you knew that it was just going to be her pitching softballs up to celebrities because she didn't want to say anything that was too outrageous away, you know. So but her more famous interviews were so, like, what's that?
No, you were just bringing up again. Your tornado must have hit your home.
Well, not yet, but it's probably close.
All right. Well, one for I always loved her interview that she always had with Sylvester Stallone. I think we have a clip of that.
Let me see. Hold on. Well, Sylvester, if you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be?
You know, some people think I'd be a weeping willow, you know, because I've been through so many girls that, you know, I'd be sad. But really, you know, the kind of tree that I would be is I'd want to be an apple tree because then, you know, girls could climb me, you know, and then you have something to eat up there, you know, you could take your mouth and wrap it around with my big old apples and, you know, just be up there for hours. Wait. What are we talking?
Thank you.
So that was a horrible Barbara Walters. She must have been. Yeah, you know, that must have been taken when she was almost dead. But
yeah. But you're still on. Still on. Never fails. But yeah, Barbara Walters.
Yeah, she's
big
dead.
Buck to win.
She's dead. She's dead.
Okay.
Hey, I saw Clerks 3.
Oh, how was that?
It's okay.
Okay, that's a great way. It's okay.
Well, do you know anything about it? Are you planning on saying it?
No.
Okay, so it's really, really weird. It starts out with Randall has a heart attack, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so Randall's like, you know what? I always wanted to make a movie, and I never did anything with my life. I want to make a movie about working at the Quick Stop. So basically, they make the movie Clerks, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, then they get into a fight, and towards the end, Dante has a heart attack, and Randall comes to visit him in the hospital and starts showing him the movie on the laptop. While he's hooked up to the ventilator, he dies.
Mm.
And I guess he was married to Rosario Dawson, but she died also. So, it shows Dante sitting in a movie theater watching the movie. It's like his spirit. And she comes into the movie theater. She sits down next to him. And he goes, I'm ready. And she goes, you don't want to finish the movie? And he's like, no, I know how it ends. And they get up and they walk out together. And then Dante dies. And then it shows they're at the funeral, and everybody from the View Askew universe is at Dante's funeral. And Randall goes, normally, you know, I might do like, you know, the speech from that Spock gives at the end of Wrath of Khan, but he goes, but I'm more of a Star Wars guy, so I'd probably end it with like, may the Force be with you. But what I'm actually going to do is end it with a quote from The Departed. I mean, not the Scorsese film, which was near perfect until the very end where it shows the rats. But I mean, in this case, The Departed with us today for my best friend. And he grabs, he touches the casket and he says, you're not supposed to be here today. And that's how it ends.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. So.
Oh, I guess I'm not going to see Clark now.
Yeah, I just gave you a total synopsis of it. So I told you all the best parts too.
Yeah.
So, then, yeah.
Sorry for anybody listening that's going to see Clerks.
Pretty sure they already saw it or weren't going to at this point.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we saw it for you. So kiss my ass.
Yeah.
All
right. That's about it. Are you good?
I'm good.
Okay.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for this year beginning tornado induced wonderful kickoff to a new season. And we just want to say, if you're listening to us, you found us on Spotify or the Anchor app and or Apple Music, maybe.
Yeah.
You can find us on Facebook, YouTube. Hey. Yes. If you see us, subscribe to us, like us, and tell your friends. And if you don't have any friends, go buy a hooker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right, dude.
And make some friends. You know what I'm saying? Pull out your Benedict Cumberdub and go to
give her the old PMS.
That's right. Give her the old Dr. Strange. Until next time, we are Morning with you. Enjoy your coffee and be good to each other.
See you later, guys.